Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central, as well as the Eastern Division, that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet talaga na lewanisang sugalato, kaya mani wakarogatik magmana na mani worship centers, so we can meet logistic mga matapuwale, Western, but again, Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. Minakwale talaga sa Malua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here, because your zone has just finished doing the item. And talaga sa Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family out there in the Sangani village today, we would like to acknowledge, because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic in and for sure, but let it be so big and the cocaine is barely vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, but at the gymnasium, the locality, even one of the melodic in and vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota lang abe makambula weekend. So weekend sa niloti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the sanga niloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kiron duri nikota to save you. Nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the First Shore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the First Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the First Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, the local we get on my TV and the mother of Sawati, Kavakabota, we can then the Vakarong to Manikon Valley, we skim and the change to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can the No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can and okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes. Everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana we wale nimbula to be mate sa kambe ko ko vuni wae sa sanga ni rawa so we tend to sing like nimbula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer requests every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless you. We want to thank you for coming. Kako ni kubaka na mati ko chikong gorviko. May may kotelebe na namo bula ni bangbota. Marotak na namo kalo. Marotak na namo turang. Wangarai to na maro. Find the joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. And the sir to my television, my candabu, atul my viti, atulau, we come do my loizak and do malombula, Navalibuna Samatumai, come do my Namukailau, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Voto, my Onilau, Fulan, Batakiwanga, Nimbulavinaka, my Lakemba, my Zidia, Wombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuda, Nimbulavinaka, and Samataganisan and I, Mina, Essamala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulavinaka, Watalakina, my Mwala, nimbula binaka. Sio niule dhabi maibono batu, ukatalaki na maikandabu, maini, zake ono, kotuso musargira, nimbula binaka. Etu ya sombra malabu, nimbula binaka. Kemendo maina soso, maina viti, kumatalaki na kemendo maia lombi maiwaya. Darongo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua, da baga vini binaka tikubwana turanga, hena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region. Darongo da nikua na tukuni alo, weingaswe, nana kaya tusa nagatiko. Hemeni na kago tusenaka. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni na kago baga tusai na ndona singa na tomba le maiweko. Mulatalaba. We walk by faith, not by sight. Wala mulatalaba. We kenda na turanga na marama dorbo nongani lewa dagalaba obisa. We stay seni todo gani obisa. We lori todo gani obisa. Nimbula minaga nindo siyama tigumai. Sanga ni mulatalaba. We kemeni na dagalaba mataivalu. Dele na mbuwa ma indele na maka. May wayabi may lotoka. Vature kuka may Lambasa, nimbula binaka. Vei, kemba kede ni matevalu, nimbula binaka. Vei, kemba ndomu na vendeli ni nuku maisenae, nimbula binaka. Mai, Siria, ena vendelana, nimbula binaka. Ena singa binaka nikuwa. Nero itabi mekeroboka, mbula tiku vikenda. Ena singa binaka nikuwa. Sertala ni mule labi, vikenda na leo imiti ni lakopa angito vahalaka. Vangande bagabuli. Sekemu nisa, leo ni tunde, leo ni bulo tunde, bulo ni tiku kina. Kemba misa baga mbula tuga ina fosua. Totoka tunanraki, tobo suwa, vagalindi marabu. Lalo itu na sa sokolami wa ingena kitalinga embassy kali bumai ombe ga viriawa ukatalaki na enu de tambongo enna mayas matagani sikini na inda boga bila bina ka bale bwana ka boga so so manda bwana turanga ka bi ko to ga sabu ko ngubu tu na lange free ko ga rela tu na matali singa singa ni shobi
Emeni
iko so mona liwaliwa iko so mona wai yo na kalo so mara ga tumai a uza mai lo malange ke na matani singa berli wi sa o mena ngona ni ata boga takinoa ke na lange ro ngubu so mona lime ngubu talingua senga boga Ni bawus tail na rangi suliana kalau le siwi na ganikuwa kabi kenda ni voltamu ena mazi ule kena wase tini gandua ruso ungoal ruso bulgadiwa kena tolso bulu dula ko maibia ukuli kemu ndu bando sa ola ni zolata ola ni zolata ola ni zolata eso sa ola ni zolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa biu gai katu ko chisu dula ko maibia come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kau kan dula ko maibia ukuli kemu Bando sa ora ni dolata ni zolola bibi au na paga lego ikendo haleluya doctor weekend doctor weekend na nungu ibua
yani
emeni
yani
ni sarora na nungu ibua ngai mama nda na nungu dolola
haleluya
yango be sureti wo sibindo ndo ke tutu na be sureti ngo indo na be sureti ni wo sibindo ndo and every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning it's about God of our nation and this God is calling everyone We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan bawa tamu di sambula bos ni kalau kau kau akan ngata sara kemuzungan ini selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kemal ezru mangai baga takila mesuaka gay wasia ezru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
mena hal talaga nang ona mena nanduri mata ikuaya kendara rere ikuaya kasih talaga ni dua kak kendara rebuni tagarawa Kembali matanga ni sikini ndai The solution to every problem that we have
Amen.
Whether it's a physical Whether it's a spiritual Or whether it's a mental The answer is in the word of God And that's why we encourage everyone We encourage every church goers We encourage every senior pastors Vaga ungeti tiko na beisongo songo lotu wa karisto Eundo na kamu siti utiko Na lotu wa karisto But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. kemu bale ni bishule titu kana kalo dola ko mai biao mai tolo ko mai mai ko ile nga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko eta putu biao ko enda mudo bua ka ko lame lo ko tolo ko mai ni lo ko tolo ko mai ko e baga ndu nga e ola ni zolata na izolo mbibi kalim me kana timu kalim na lube mu ndu e mosbe iko ndu e mola ka biko ngai na numa tiko e kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko ko ya hin mataka ni sigani ko menda lo ko mai biko ya hin mataka ni sigani dai da mai ngara biko ba ga ya lo ko ba dina kauta mai na numu ndu izolo zola ke na kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalo e sigani da ni ko ni ko mbere ni mbimbi moy bale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say, it's easy for us to talk about it, it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you, so whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the Lomani was Ross, I get Tumbalan in the Nuai. Amen. And I'm going to say, I'm going to get a new one. He wants to get a new one. Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. The people are talking about Tikondonu. Tikondonu, no, 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 no. Amen. You got Tikondala, Vosanala, Farala. You got Tikondonu, Vosanon, Donu, Donu. San Donu Melomalan in Donu Eco. Sin Donu Mulu, Donu Melomalan in Donu Eco. Amen. Nakae Zalabuana Tamata, and on Donu Wana Kalu. Because we are living in a life. Everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every forces in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndambi tuki nikuwa sona kame ya dhona nomungula vaka mevisa uvalela idabika ikona numa nivina kaviko. So we can do wrong to me nikuwa dhona kame ya dho emituba kandota likina nomungula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai waka dhalaka.
Yo.
Sona kai kwa kami kwa sandi turumbi ya kani yado, iya saa yado. Ini kuwa merongo tuka nandome ni kilo wiko, nanonononuma, endu indume nanomu nanomu. Na vei kai kwa nanomu ni bina kaviko, endu indume na kai nanomu kwa ni bina kaviko. Nyinda na rai loma langi na sengi nireza na kani za wadhawa. Nge kau kwa wiko patike yao. Mebakana yawa ni loma langi menandele ni vuruvura. Sabaka kina, nanomu nanoma, kina nanomu nanoma. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt. Maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabi Keda Nisikatambu, notamangu kwa iturangu ribakitawa. Via Kabi Nisikatambu, enayaya nitiko na tinangu. Na nito vale, senga kena na lounge, open space, bere chiko na nito store. Kito na nondonda mitiko, kito na chiko na katumbini store. Wei singatambo, enayaya ni nene tu sulu na tinago na mavaro tiki kito na bima dawa kito na ndandabo kito kito na yetu na langser, langa poloto, vita la noa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nene tu ngunu tim Bambakau. Langa no susu na kichu mikina. My father wanted me to be a doctor. I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. Osarebe na tamango mela tohola kasarebe tamango na bingone kete kito nandabo langa seretu na langa poloto nandabo tunga esay tamango. Gebuki mana tamangu na nanda miti koko sabu kimi biau, dabo, buki talmo kwa kanga kovia ucheli wai. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water, just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. the choir, the Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit, yes. Make the decision now and worship Him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10 wheeler, don't allow a trunk, don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. You receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, Nakaiba believe kina, believe making an andu ni katini. I believe making an alolo. I begin to.
Auckland Council has the goal of zero waste to landfill by 2040. That means recycling, composting, reusing, and repurposing materials. Here's another zero waste tip on Planet FM. Waste to landfill per capita in Auckland has decreased since 2010, but we still have a long way to go. Existing services.